Have you ever found yourself starting things but failing to follow through? Maybe you've fallen victim to the shiny object syndrome. Well, the other day I was given a talk to a JROTC cadet flight, and this was Air Force JROTC, and they were getting inducted into the Kitty Hawk National Honor Society. Now, apparently this is a big deal for these kids, and it is displaying the actions that are above and beyond their expectations. And as I was talking to them, I gave a talk around the difference of being interested versus being committed. And as I did this, I was realizing that, you know, although I was talking to 15, 16, 17 year old kids, that this analogy of interested versus committed is so relevant in the lives of many adults today. And as I was reflecting on my own life, I was thinking, man, where in my life am I just interested? And where in my life am I committed? And this is important because today we find ourselves so distracted by meaningless things. If you look at the distractions that we have in our life, it is so hard to stay disciplined and stay focused because of the many distractions that we have. And if you look at it, you know, one of the distractions we have is social media. You know, how many times do you spend your day scrolling mindlessly on social media, not really learning or educating yourself, but just entertaining yourself? And we have to understand that our brain and our mind is built to seek comfort. And that is the biggest problem for people, is that they want to be comfortable all day long. Now, being comfortable versus relaxing and recovering is a lot different, but so many people today fall into this comfort crisis and they stay there. And so one of the biggest distractions is our cell phone, our social media, right? And one of the things that I'll tell you is you have to be able to use it to your advantage, because if not, and if you're not using it in a constructive manner, you will use it in a destructive manner. Now, the next one is people pleasing. When we're looking to go out and do something bigger than our current circumstance, when we're looking to get committed to something that's of a greater cause or a worthy idea, let's say, one of the worst things that you can do is try to please everybody. And people pleasing is a big distractor, because what we do is we try to do things to get a something that feels good, like a promotion or a pat on the back, or, you know, an achievement. And unfortunately, I see this time and time again. Most people will spend their time, their lives, their days trying to seek approval from other people. And what I have found is that when you're going after something that you want, something bigger than your current social circle, your current circumstance, your current situation, you're not going to be able to please everybody. In fact, you're going to have more critics and more people that judge you for stepping outside the box. Not because you're a bad person, but because subconsciously they would like to do it too, but they won't do it because they're stuck in this people-pleasing mentality. And so whenever you are going out to change your life, understand that people are not wanting you to change. And when you're sitting there trying to people-please, you can never people-please and pursue your purpose at the same time. It just won't happen. So you're going to have to make a decision on which one you're going to choose. The next one is your current events that are going on in the world. Most people are so distracted about what's going on overseas. They're puppets to the politicians. And when I say that, what I mean is that they binge watch or binge on the news. And I don't know if you are aware of this, but the news, the media outlets, have a vested interest in distracting every one of us from what's true and what's real in life. Now, I won't go down that rabbit hole, but I will tell you that before you believe something you see on TV, take inventory of your own life and ask, what's my current reality in my life? Because they're not going to be the ones that help you fix your marriage. They're not going to be the ones that help you fix your finances. They're not going to be the ones that help you fix your health. Only you can do that. And so by giving them time out of your day that could be otherwise invested into the meaningful things, just understand that that's a huge distraction today. And don't ever let that be a string that they pull on your emotions or your character. Because I've seen so many people fight over something that somebody said on, like, who cares? what Fox or CNN or whoever the hell else, like, who cares what they say or do? That's none of my business, because they're not going to be the ones that come fix my life when it's broken because I've been wasting time watching these goofballs. So I want you to understand that the current events are a distraction. The next one is circumstances, right? Look around you and look at your current situation. Your current circumstance can be a distraction from what you are pursuing, because when you look at, let's say, your relationships in your life, let's say you look at your current job and your satisfaction in your current position, understand that you have the ability to change that, that you are not stuck as a victim in your circumstance or your situation, that by changing you, you can change your situation. And most people will, instead of taking action to change their circumstance, they will remain a victim of their circumstance. And then what happens is they start blaming other people. They blame their spouse. They blame their kids. They blame their boss. They blame the organization in which they chose to work at. At any given time, you can quit. Let me say it again. At any given time, you can quit. You can quit on your marriage. You can quit on your health. You can quit at your job. You can quit at life. You can quit. But just remember that you have to be willing to pay the price of quitting. And it's always going to cost you more to quit than it is to forge a future that's bigger than your current situation. Now, the last one that I wanted to share with you, this distraction, is our negative thinking. Understand that our mind is wired to seek comfort. And the problem with most people that I see today is that they've fallen into this comfort crisis. They've gotten so comfortable with their bullshit that they stay put because it feels good. And I'll tell you that what I have found throughout my 38 years of existence, that more times than not, the things that feel good have never done any good in my life. And when we seek what feels good, oftentimes it's a distraction from what is truly good. Like, it doesn't feel good waking up at 4:30 a.m., 5 a.m. to go to the gym. But I know that if I don't do that, then I'm going to sacrifice my health. And if I don't do that, then I'm going to sacrifice in my relationships. And if I don't do that, then I'm going to sacrifice in my professional and personal development. And so I want you to understand that this comfort crisis, this negative thinking is programmed in us as a default setting. And anytime that you try to step out to do something bigger than your current situation, that negative thinking is there not to stop you, but to quote unquote protect you, to keep you safe. And I'll tell you that if you fall into this trap, you will always be paralyzed. Right. And people will say, well, it's, you know, perfectionism. It's not perfectionism. It's procrastination, because your ego is going to tell you that you're not good enough, that you'll never be enough, that nobody cares what you have to say, and that you're never going to be worthy of a position, or whatever that negative thinking is for you. We all have it. I know it. So what happens is that we mask it and say, well, I'm just a perfectionist. No, you're not. You're somebody who's lacking confidence, and you're allowing your ego to control how you take action, if at all. And so you got to understand that perfectionism is procrastination. That's all it is. And the only way to break that is through taking action. The only way to build your confidence is to continue to move forward and embrace failure, because it will come. But never fall victim to that negative thinking, because that is a huge distraction. That's what keeps most people paralyzed. I can't tell you how many people have told me, Anthony, I want to do a podcast. I want to speak. I want to, you know, help people. And then 2, 3, 4 years later, they're still in the same place. Why? Well, because I don't know. I'm afraid of what people might say. I'm afraid of what people might think. Who cares? It's that is that negative thinking that's keeping you stuck in your current situation and circumstance. And I've been there too. You know how long it took me to get started on doing the things that I want to do? Longer than I'd like to admit. And so now that you understand the problem and you understand, like, what are these distractions, I want to give you the difference between being interested versus committed. Because when you understand these, only then can you start taking action, right? You can't defeat what you can't define. So what is the difference between interested versus committed? Well, when you're interested, you do what's right only when it feels good. Right? You only take action when you know there's going to be a result. But when you're committed, you do what's right regardless of how you feel. You know, when you're going to go work out, it doesn't feel good waking up early and going for a run or going to the gym, especially on a Sunday morning. At the time of this recording, it's, you know, 5 a.m. and I'm getting ready to go to the gym. And yeah, it's early. Most of you are probably sleeping right now because you're in this comfort crisis. But people that are interested will do what's right only when it feels good, only whenever it's comfortable. But those who are committed do what's right regardless of how they feel. They understand that feeling is the byproduct of doing the thing. Feeling good is the byproduct of taking action and keeping the promises that you make to yourself. The next one is those who are interested only do things when people are watching. When they have a crowd around them and everybody's showing up to cheer them on, you know, when they're going to get enough likes or heart emoji, whatever, they do what's right only whenever there's somebody watching. Those who are committed do what's right when no one is looking. This is where your character is forged. That is what is done in the dark will shine in the light. And do you need to have somebody that's going to cheer you on to get your ass to the gym? Are you going to have somebody? Do you need to have a crowd around you before you start speaking in front of people? I always often share this story. You know, there's been times where I went to go speak to a crowd and I've had 5-10 people in the audience. There's been times where I spoke and there's been thousands of people in the audience. And I always tell people, I will speak to just one person if that's all that shows up, because I don't need a crowd. I don't need 1,000 likes or, you know, 5,000, whatever. Like, I do this because if I can change just one person's life, then that's good enough. I'm not doing it for my own glory. I'm doing it to help other people. But you will see people that get started on something like this. They'll start sharing their message and they don't get enough likes or enough attention. And what do? They stop. They go to get into a position of leadership and they're not leading a big enough department. They're not getting the paycheck that they think they're going to get. Understand that that comes with consistency. That comes with commitment. But those who are interested, they want the reward right away. They don't want to put in the reps. And when you're doing what's right, only when people are watching, that's an integrity issue, because when people aren't watching, who are you? When people aren't watching, what do you do? And we see it today more times than not. People will sit here and preach something only to find out that they're not even practicing it, or that they've been hiding that the truth from other people. And what I'll tell you is what's done when nobody's looking is what you're forging is your character. And it's only a matter of time before your character is found out. And how you operate will determine how you show up, and how you practice in times of calm will determine how you play in times of chaos. And I've seen it time and time again. When things get crazy, when things get busy, when there's emergencies that arise, those who respond instead of react are the ones who've been doing the work in the dark. Those who have been doing the work when no one's looking. Because it's the ones when there's a crowd around that realizes, man, I haven't been doing what I said I've been doing when no one's looking. And when they show up, they fumble, they fail, they fall. And then they realize that, man, I should have been practicing when no one was looking, because when it's time to perform, how you show up is going to be found out. And it's almost like that analogy of the champions aren't made in the ring. They're merely revealed there. It's the work that you do outside of the ring. It's the reps that you put in that get you the results whenever it's game time. But if you're sitting here waiting to do things when people are watching, you're sadly mistaken. And I want you to understand that it's what you do every single day that determines who you become. The next one is people who are interested only do things when it benefits themselves. When they know that there's going to be a benefit, and we all know leaders like that. I know a few right now that are like that. They only do things when they know they're going to reap the reward. But those who are committed do things when it's going to benefit others, even if it means that they are not going to see the reward, even though it means that they're not going to see the benefits, they know that it's going to help other people. And those who are committed will do it out of service to others. Meanwhile, the ones that are interested will only do things whenever they are getting the reward, whenever they are being recognized. And I'll tell you that if this is you, if you're this type of leader, you're going to find yourself climbing to the top, because you probably will get there, but you're going to be all alone. There will be nobody there to support you, and there will be nobody there to help you. I want you to be the leader that people respect as a person for who you are, not what you do. And in the military, you know, people see the rank, the title, the position, they respect that. But I know leaders who are in the military that are high ranking that have no respect from people aside from their position or title. And I want you to be that person that says, I want people to respect me for who I am, the person, the character, not the credentials. And when you do that, you understand that you're willing to do things that are beneficial to others. When you seek significance, success is a byproduct. And every successful leader that I've met, that I know, they are successful because they are significant in the life of those they lead. And I'll tell you that when all this is said and done, what are people going to say about you? When the uniform comes off, when the position, the title goes away, are you still going to have everlasting connections? Or are you going to be that person who is lonely and just, you know, taking pictures with their cats? And you laugh, but I see it all the time. Like, it's just, man, what a selfish life somebody's lived. And now they're all alone. And so the last one, those who are interested do things out of desperation, while those who are committed do things with a desire. Now, what do I mean? Have you ever met the leader who is leading from desperation, meaning they're doing things because they're trying to get this outcome? They're trying to get the fit rep bullet or the eval bullet. They're trying to, you know, do things, and you can tell that it's fake. You can tell that there's an agenda behind it. That's desperation. They're doing things because they want to be recognized, and they want to get the outcome they want is dependent on them putting in the work, like doing the thing. Where those who are committed are doing it out of a sheer desire to make people better, regardless of the outcome, regardless of the reward, regardless of the medal or the whatever, they're going to do it anyway. And it's kind of a culmination of the ones that we just talked about, the other three. But those who lead from a desperation, you can feel it. You can feel the inauthenticity. You can feel the cattiness. You can feel like that vibe. It's just, man, they don't have my best interest at hand. Have you ever met a leader like that? Chances are that if you have, you have also met the leader who leads from a desire to help people, a desire to lift people up, a desire to do the thing that's going to edify other people, even when it means that they have to sacrifice their time, energy, or effort. And I'll tell you that when you get to this position as a leader, there's nothing more satisfying than seeing other people win. But if you're leading from a desperation, you are not the one who's cheering for those who win, because you believe that in order for somebody to win, somebody has to lose. But those who lead from a desire understand that when you win, I win. When the people I lead win and are winning, then I'm winning. And that's the difference between desperation and desire. And so when you do this, people can feel your leadership. They come to you when they need something. They come to you when they need advice, when they need guidance, when they need mentorship. But those who lead by desperation will find themselves as the person that nobody goes to, right? And when you have your own people that you're leading going to others for mentorship and guidance instead of coming to you, when they're hiding information from you, when they don't want to tell you what's wrong, that should be a flag to say, how am I been as a leader? How do I have an open door policy? Do I have an open heart policy where people know if they come to me, I'm going to share what's on my heart, not what's in my head. I'm not going to judge them or criticize them, but I'm going to help them. And so those are kind of the difference between interested versus committed. Now, what is the solution? How do we get and switch from this being interested to being committed? How do we make this shift in our own life, in our own personal life? Number one, you got to understand the opportunity cost and be willing to pay. Now, what does this mean? Every opportunity that we have in life is going to cost us something. In business, this is called the opportunity cost. And understand that when you take this opportunity, right? When you take this position, when you take this paycheck, when you take this role, when you take this this idea and turn it into a reality, understand that there's going to be a cost associated with that. You're going to have to be willing to pay the price up front. Because if you don't, what happens is you say yes to everything, not realizing that saying yes to something means you have to say no to something else. And this is something as simple as going to the gym 5 days a week. When you say yes to the gym, you're going to have to sacrifice time you've put in something else. So you come home from work and you usually sit on the couch and watch TV. Now you said, I'm going to get my fat ass up and I'm going to go to the gym. Okay, awesome. You're going to have to give up that habit of watching Netflix and chill. You might have to give up the habit of, you know, eating Doritos. you might have to give up the habit of having lunch. You know, I go work out right after lunch, but if I'm working out in, during the day, I go on my lunchtime, and guess what? I have to sacrifice having lunch. And so you have to understand that every opportunity is going to cost you something. The opportunity to be a better parent, a better spouse, a better leader is going to cost you something. But are you willing to pay the price up front? Because most people don't want to pay the price. They just want the reward. And so understand the opportunity cost and be willing to pay for it up front. Number two, you got to identify the roles and what's required and prioritize those first. One of my mentors, John Maxwell, says you have to look at the three R's: what's required, what gives me the greatest return, and what gives me the greatest reward. Now, one of the things that we have to understand is that we have to identify what's required of me, right? Like, I can't delegate being a good husband to somebody else. I can't delegate being a good father to my kids. I can't delegate, you know, certain things in my life, because if I do, then I'm going to fail. And the same thing goes for you. What's required of me? What must I do today? What must I do every day? The next one is, what gives me the greatest return on my time? You see, when we get clear on what it is that we're creating and what we want in our life, we have to look at that return on investment, the ROI. When you invest money, are you looking at losing those thousands of dollars that you've invested into this company or this stock, you know, whatever it is that you do? When you're investing in something, there's a return on that investment. But when you're spending and giving it away, there's nothing that comes that's everlasting. And so the same thing goes in our life. What gives me the greatest return on this investment of my time, energy, and effort? And as a leader, the return on your investment is investing in the people that you lead and those you love. It's giving you yourself away to people that are going to take that information and turn it into transformation. And so understand the roles that are required and then prioritize those first. The rest of it is what gives me the greatest reward, right? So after you've done what's required, what gives you the greatest return, then you look at the reward, right? But most people want the reward without doing what's required. So look at the roles and responsibilities and prioritize those first. Okay. So the next one, make decisions based on values and virtues. Now, whenever I take on a coaching client, one of the biggest things that I have them do is write down their values and virtues. Values are your core values, what you value in life. What do you stand for? The virtues are the habits and beliefs and behaviors that you must do every single day to display those values. Like, if I come follow you for a day, will I understand or know what you value? Or do I have to ask you as a leader? Do you have to continue to tell people what you value, what you stand for? Because if you do, you're not doing enough. Your actions should speak louder than your words. And so when you're making decisions in life on what I should prioritize or what I should do, you need to look at your core values. You got to look at the virtues that inhabit those core values and say, if I'm going to take action today, are these actions going to be in alignment with my core values? Will people understand what it is that I value? Because if you do not align your actions with your core values, you will find yourself floating around in these meaningless distractions. You will find yourself not being intentional with those you love. And if you don't have intention, you will never have influence or impact. And most people today, if I was to ask you, what are your core values? You couldn't tell me. I do this all the time when I speak to audiences. What are your core values? Who can tell me their core values? And the ones that do raise their hand are stuttering like, So yeah, I want you to get clear, because once you have those in line and you have them somewhere where you can review them every single day, you can structure your day based on your core values and then the virtues that you must set. Like, I don't think anybody has the intention to wake up and be a horrible leader, but yet we have so many. Nobody wakes up in the morning and says, I'm just going to be a big fat pile of shit today. But yet we have so many. Why? Because they are unintentional, because they don't have their core value. They don't know what they value. And what happens when you don't know what you value? You value what other people value. You value what people tell you to value. You value things that do not serve you and your purpose, and you'll never reach your potential as a result. And so the last one, you got to stop seeking external validation. This is the difference between temporary leadership and transformational leadership. You have to stop seeking external validation. When you're doing things because you're looking for that reward, when you're doing things because you want people to be proud of you, I get it. I've been there. And I'll tell you that it takes you nowhere. You will eventually end up at a dead end. So how do you change this? You got to start keeping the promises that you make to yourself. And eventually you got to be able to look at yourself in the mirror and say, I'm proud of you. I believe in you. I trust you. I love you. Because what happens whenever we seek this external validation, it's like this up and down. Like it feels good when people tell us we're good enough. We don't feel good enough when nobody tells us anything. We feel good when somebody validates us. We feel like crap whenever somebody doesn't validate us. When somebody's proud of us, then we show up. When nobody's proud of us, we stay put. And this yo-yo effect never gets you anywhere. And so how do you do this? You got to get your core values and those virtues and start setting goals around those, right? And you got to start keeping the promises that you make to yourself. If you're going to go to the gym today, go to the gym today. If you're going to spend time with your kids today, spend time with your kids today and be there. Stop being distracted by those things that we talked about earlier, right? When you're playing with your kids, are you scrolling on your phone? Are you watching the news? Whenever you're at the gym, are you sitting there on TikTok? Whatever, I don't know, whatever it is. But it has to start with you. What do you value? What are those virtues? And how are you keeping the promises you make to yourself? Because when you start doing that, then you begin to believe in yourself. You begin to trust yourself. Then you begin to be proud of yourself. And then you stop caring about what other people think or what they might say, because their expectation is nowhere near the expectation you have for yourself. Their validation is meaningless because the validation that you have for yourself surpasses that. Now, is it good to get that, hey, I'm proud of you. Hey, good job. Yeah, of course. But that's not what you rest on. That's not what you lead from. Your character and your leadership come from within, not from without. And those are the true leaders that continue to show up regardless of how they feel. They continue to show up regardless of the circumstances. They continue to show up regardless of the reward, because their reward, they know that their reward is when their people succeed. Their reward is the transformation in the lives of those they lead and those they love. So that's where I wanted to share with you today. I want you to start taking inventory of your life and asking yourself, where am I been interested and where do I need to start getting committed? And what have I been committed to that I need to let go of? And where have I been interested in just kind of tiptoeing, and where do I need to play full out? You do this, you take these principles and practices and apply them to your life, and you will reach your full potential. I'll see you next time.